Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. And a very happy Mother's Day to all the moms who are listening, and also happy Mother's Day to your mom of who are listening. We are picking back up with New Morning Mercies, and I'm just going to take it from here. And it says this: in the physical realm, you are hardwired to breathe. You do it constantly, even though you are most often unaware of it. You are always inhaling oxygen and exhaling carbon dioxide. You don't have the option of saying, "I'm tired of breathing. I think I'll just stop." You don't have the option of denying that you are a breather. You are hardwired to breathe. It is an inescapable part of your physicality. In the same way, you were made for relationship with God. That means everything you do, say, every choice you make, every decision that shapes your life is somehow, some way done in reference to God. You may ignore his existence. You may think theologically that there is no God, but you cannot escape that you are crafted in his image and connected to him by his means of creation. This means that all of your life is spiritual. Religion is not just an aspect of your being. You and I are by nature religious beings. We all come from God. We all exist through God. And all that we do is meant to be done for God. Now, to help us retain our recognition of the inescapable verticality of our existence, that is, to help us remember his existence and our place as his creatures, God has done something wonderful for us. He purposefully created the physical world in such a way that it points to his existence and his character. God is the environment in which we live. I like to think of it this way: you can't get up in the morning without bumping into God. The psalmist writes, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above declares his handiwork. Day after day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard." Psalm 19. And Paul says in Romans 1, "For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made, so they are without excuse." The radical truth of the existence of God isn't just preached to us on Sunday. It's preached every day through the beauty of the sunset, the power of the storm, the inexhaustible wings of the hummingbird, the hugeness of the mountain, the whisper of the breeze, the smell of the sizzling steak, the beauty of the petal of a rose, and so on. The power and clarity of creation's message leaves no human being with an excuse. You have to work to deny God's existence because it is so readily visible everywhere you look. God did this because he is a God of grace. He did it so that we would run to him, not run from him. He did it so that we would recognize our position as his creatures and bow to his glory. He did this so that we would live in recognition of him. And I'm going to go ahead and keep this one short. Whenever I was in seminary, we were in this class, and it was all about different like spiritual practices or spiritual disciplines and stuff like that. And we brought a lot of stuff from like Catholicism or a lot of stuff from like Orthodox Christianity. There's a bunch of different things that kind of, you can kind of see God's glory through different practices. And naturally, me just kind of being like your, you know, kind of like normal guy, a lot of these things kind of freaked me out a little bit. I'm just like, what am I doing here? But honestly, a lot of them were really helpful for my walk with God. But the one that I wanted to mention to you all that I promise you may think I'm weird, and I'm okay with that, but the one that actually really deeply impacted me was the one I least wanted to do, which is funny how God works like that. So we basically had to go out either on a hike or to a park or something like that. That was the instruction. And we had to sit there and listen for God. But not listen for God in the way you may think, where you hear this like beautiful, resounding baritone voice of saying, "Chad, I love you so much. You're the best son ever." No, it's like, it's not like that. It's listen for God's existence. Is it in the birds? Is it in the laughter? Is it in a crying baby? Is it in whatever that may be? Listen for God's presence. Listen for the breeze on the leaves. And it was oddly calming to feel like I could experience God in ways that I wasn't used to. I typically am like, I'm this type of guy that typically is like, hey, if you want to hear from God, go read his word. And I stand by that. I love that. But you just see it in scripture, like with Moses in the burning bush or Gideon in the fleece or whatever that may be. There's so many different examples of God speaking through different things that are happening. There's even the example of, this is even kind of, I don't want to call it a stretch, but I'm just being honest with how I'm processing this. When Abraham went to the altar to sacrifice Isaac, there's a ram in the thicket, a ram stuck in the thicket. And like, it's more about listening for God's presence that's around you right now. And so if you all get the urge to try that, it was really powerful for me to kind of get outside of my shell a little bit and to listen for him, listen for his goodness, listen for his comfort. And we have so much more space to tune in to experience God than just some of the more traditional mediums that we still use and celebrate. So I encourage you guys to check that out. I'm praising out. Oh Lord, thank you for all the ways that you speak to us, all the different ways that you make your presence known. And Lord, we apologize for how often we ignore your presence. We refuse your presence. It's double entendre, God. You know that. God, thank you for how we can experience you, experience your comfort, experience your joy, experience the laughter of people, how the world is still set in motion. And you did that, God. You created everything. And we can find space to revere you, to honor you, to worship you in your creation. And we acknowledge that we are a part of your creation. Lord, we love you and we pray in your son's name. Amen. Well, amen, y'all. Now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. We love you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Adios.